Today, I want to get you thinking. Federal government spending, in fact, all government spending, is a quantitative measurement of how the government is making you and the rest of us poorer. Quantitative meaning, there you can put a number to the ways that the government is making you poor. You can put a dollar amount to the ways that the government is making you poor. I want to talk about that today because we are in an unprecedented era of spending. And yes, a Republican is president. And there's calls and calls and calls for more spending. There's calls for saving worthless entities in the government like the USPS, that is the United States Postal Service. I mean, the only thing that it does for me is take up a spot on my front lawn with a mailbox. Why do we even need a mailbox anymore? FedEx, UPS, Amazon, they can bring my mail to my front door, but no. The Postal Service, they need to, can't even get out of their cars. They have to go mailbox by mailbox by mailbox. But it is time for USPS to disappear. And we're going to get into that right now. Welcome to How to Build a Tent. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show, sharing the show with a friend, tagging a friend. I really appreciate all of you guys listening and sharing and just all the encouragement you guys give us. It's really makes this show possible. We're part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. Over to flfnetwork.com. Put in HGBT in a memo field and you will join us as we proclaim the Lordship of Jesus in every area of life. We are having great content being put out all the time. There's stuff behind the paywall. And most of all, we have our conference coming in Nashville, Tennessee, the 1st through the 3rd of October. You get $100 off if you are a member. Go over and check it out right now. All right. So this is what you need to remember, that every dollar spent by the government is a dollar that makes you poor, at least, if not more. And this is really important because as of right now, I just realized the date that this was updated, June 29th, current U.S. government spending is $4.829 trillion. That is 4 trillion plus 829 billion combined, $4.829 trillion that was spent this year so far. Which means that the government has made you poorer $4.829 trillion worth. And you might be saying, what are you talking about, Matt? How is that making me poorer? There's a number of ways that we can attack this and prove it to you. And it's just that what gave me, we'll start here because this is what gave me the idea that I really wanted to talk about this show today, is that we are looking to extend the unemployment benefits. Now, when you think about government spending, you need to think about it as a whole, not as an individual. And usually what happens when you think of an unemployment check or unemployment benefits being extended or increased in this case, you think of the individual, oh, that poor person that doesn't have an ability to work or they lost their job and how are they going to make ends meet and how are they going to survive and all of that stuff. You think about it from an individual perspective, but you can't think about it that way. You have to think about it from the statistical perspective, that is the national perspective, because we're instituting national policies. And just to give out a shout out to the Sphere Sovereignty crowd like we are, the government was never designed to take care of people when they lose their job, when they have hard times. That was immediately family, biblically. Your family is supposed to take care of you. And if your family can't take care of you, then the church should be taking care of you. And then you might be saying, well, what if you're not a Christian? And what if you don't have a family? Well, that's a great time to go to Christ. That's a great time to get into church. But instead, we have government stepping in into the family role. We have government stepping in to the church role. And wouldn't you know it, the government is telling churches and families what to do, things that aren't their responsibility. But that's a whole nother discussion that we've talked about, quite frankly, a lot on Reformgelical and sometimes on this channel. It just leaks over into the business news. But what is happening here? It is making you poorer. It is making us as a society poorer when we are increasing unemployment benefits or we're having them at all is that you are incentivizing people not to go get a job. You are incentivizing and creating a comfort of some magnitude, depending on how much you get in your benefits, depending on how much you are getting in dollars, to not go get a job, to not take the first available job. It is allowing you to have a longer runway. We talk about that when you are starting a business, is how much money do you have until you go broke if you don't make a dollar? How long can you last operating in your current state? And usually it's 6 months, a year, whatever. And so you too personally have a runway where how long can you operate without a job? And that's unfortunately not a long runway for a lot of us, that we don't have these kinds of savings. And what is happening is we are incentivizing these people to not go get a job, which means that they are not producing value for society. They're being incentivized to not produce value, stay at home, to not get a job, and for whatever reasons, continue to look for another job or just not work at all and just ride out the benefits as long as they last. And so you're making society poorer from that perspective. Also, let's just say we're talking about a $300 increase in the unemployment benefits right now. That's what I think Donald Trump's trying to do with the executive order or the Republican plan or whatever it is. I can't keep track of it. But let's just say it's $300. Where's that $300 coming from? Well, it's coming from individuals. It's coming from companies that would have invested that money, would have hired more people, would have done something with it, created a new product. They would have cut costs. They would have created efficiencies. They would have invested in the future. They could have done all of these other things with it, but instead the government has taken it away from them. And it's caused an opportunity cost where we are losing out on that money. Instead of being able to do those things that I just listed, we have to give it to the government, where the government has no incentive to use that money to invest in something that's going to return, give a return on investment that is greater than the money spent. They don't think that way. They don't have the profit mechanisms in the system, in the bureaucracy to do those things, because it was never designed to do those things. And it's taking away from the private sector. So not only are you, just from an unemployment benefits perspective, making society poorer by not getting that person back into the workforce as fast as they possibly can because they have this longer runway extended by these government benefits given to them, but also that money comes from people in either taxes, where they take it from individuals or they take it from the companies, or it is financed later through bonds and through more interest payments. Which means that you're really paying more than $300 in this case, then you're paying more than that $300 if you are financing it later. And what is happening, because we do not have a balanced budget, that all of this spending is financed. So it's not even that it's a straight one for one. We're giving away $300 and we spent $300 in the government. We're spending $300 plus the interest on that payment. And what is happening, because we have so much debt, that everything we're spending, $4.829 trillion, like we're coming up, what is our GDP? 19 trillion, I believe it is. And we're not even done with the year. Like, where is the point where our debt is greater than our GDP? When, and then our rate of spending is going to be greater than the GDP. Remember, the government doesn't do a really good job of cutting back benefits. They do such a poor job of this that they actually have a new term for cutting spending, that it's not really cutting spending, but when they say they're cutting spending, they're saying they're cutting the rate of increase of spending. That's cutting spending to them. So instead of spending $2 more a year, they're going to only spend $1 more a year, and that's cuts for them. That's how bad it is. And this should make you indignant, because remember, spending, government spending, is a quantitative measurement on how it is making your life poorer and the rest of society, because you are taking money from other entities, individuals, or companies that would be spending it on things that will make your life better or make things cheaper for you. If it's a home or a home builder would be spending that money on innovation, on tools, on equipment, where they can make houses more affordable. If it's Apple, they would be making and spending their resources on making an iPhone, well, they wouldn't make it cheaper, but they would come out with new features that would make it more valuable, because they're not going to ever lower those prices on the iPhone. Let's just be honest here. But you see what's happening here. And instead of spending that money on those innovations and things that make our lives better, like my life is a lot more efficient. I'm able to get more stuff done at work and all of these different things because I do have an iPhone, because I do have the internet, because I am able to engage on social media and with my audience from my phone. I don't always have to be in front of a computer, and my life is more valuable that way. But the more money we take away from that, the less iPhone innovations we're going to have. And that should make you furious, especially when we are in talks of saving the post office. The post office, guys. We don't need it. Okay, there might be an argument for the post office in specific regions where the FedEx or UPS or Amazon won't deliver. I'm not sure there are that many places like that anymore, but maybe like the rural wilderness areas, or maybe, you know, obscure mountain areas, I don't know, in the deserts or whatever, and they need to get mail for some reason. But honestly, when was the last time that the postal service was a value and benefit to you? And yet we're talking about passing $25 billion or whatever it is. The House, I think, tried to pass a $25 billion proposal in their last $1.5 trillion. Now they want $3 trillion. And again, when we're throwing these numbers around, $1 trillion means nothing to you. But when you think about it, that's $1 trillion of poverty. We're making you poorer. You're getting closer to poverty. You're not going in the wealth direction. You're going in the poverty direction with every dollar that is spent. And this is a way for us to measure how the government's taking this stuff from us. Because again, we could be investing it. We could be using that money to increase wages. We can be hiring more people. We could be doing a number of things to reduce costs, to reduce prices on the groceries and all these things that the private market is really good at, but instead the government's taking it. And the only thing the government can do with it is redistribute it. And they don't redistribute it based on value. They redistribute it based on payoffs and special interest and buying votes. That's the only reason we're ever talking about funding the Postal Service, is because they're unions and they're going to be benefiting the Democrats. And the Republicans do the same thing with lobbyists and other organizations as well. And so it's deadly for the government to have this money and to spend it, because the only thing they're doing is buying votes. And the only thing a vote benefits is the politician, not you. And that's the whole point. That's the whole point of why this should infuriate you. Infuriate you. Because this, and like, I want you to see the spending, and I want you to internalize this, that when you see a number like $4.82 trillion in spending so far, and it's since June that was, right? And then you see something like, the, and there's an earmark for 75% of the fleet in the USPS needs to be zero emissions or electric vehicles of that. So $6 billion needs to go to that. $6 billion. So you took $6 billion away from the American people that we could have spent to improve our lives, to make us more wealthy. And you took that and you made a policy and you made a decision to spend that on making our mail vehicles, our USPS mail vehicles, zero emissions. That was what you chose to do with that. You made us poorer for that. And that's why. So you want, I want you to be thinking about two different things that should make you furious. One is your income taxes is a percentage of how much of a slave you are to the government. If you are taxed 30% in income taxes, then you are working 3 months out of the year for the government for no wages. That money is not going to you. That money is not going to your family, to your kids, to your wives, to your church, to the people you love, to the people you could be supporting, to missionaries. It's not going to you. It's going to the government, and you have no choice. It's by gunpoint. You are a slave to the government by the percentage of income tax that you have. The second thing I want you to be indignant about is the spending, because every dollar taken, every dollar spent by the government was taken from individuals or companies that would have done something better with it, that they would have invested. They would have done something that the market would have rewarded them with. They would be profit driven. And the government does not have that mechanism to reward or to go after profits to create value. It's not their job. It's not their role. They were never intended to do it. And so we know that it makes us poorer. So think about these things, because until we get indignant about it, it's not going to stop. Until we just see trillions of dollars as trillions of dollars of this number that we can't fathom, and until we realize that that is a direct number that is making us poorer, we're getting poorer by trillions and trillions of dollars, if not more, because of interest. And that's what the government, that's what our leaders, that's what our politicians are doing to us. So get indignant, call them, tell them you are sick and tired of them stealing from us, making us poorer. Stop spending so much money and stop taxing us so much on our income taxes. We are free men. We are born to be free, not slaves. And stop enslaving us. Stop spending us and creating bigger chains for us to break free of, bigger chains for our children to fight out of. It starts now, and it starts with you. Get involved, and let's go be successful. We'll talk to you.